Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. What do we got, Delco? I can't see anything here. You guys are fucking around today. You're fucking around.
You can't see anything?
Can't see anything. It's World Cup all over my face. Dick, balls, body, back, thighs, groin. I can't see nothing but soccer in my face. World Cup is on, kids. It's the final match to head on into the weekend to play Argentina. And that's Messi. Greatest ever play, yes or no? Anthony, what do you got?
That's like... You would have to say the greatest at that style of player position. He's a Maradona style player, I think, and that he's probably the best ever. Yeah,
better than Pele.
Pele was a great.
I believe it's Pele.
He was a great ball handler.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
He had handles.
Yeah,
ball handles.
Yeah, sure did. Did you see that assist though by Messi yesterday? That was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that through ball. He's Messi might be the best passer I've ever seen. Which is interesting because he's a
scorer.
Yeah.
He's which makes him probably the greatest of all time. We've got it on the background. Got a little bit of money on this, kids, here on France from mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. But we're live today. We're having some drinks. Do you do this? Am I the only one that does this? Where I want ice, but I don't want to go through the process of breaking it. So I'll put in like a Titanic like cube. And then pour the booze over it, knowing eventually it'll go down.
No, I don't do that.
I give that 2-3 minutes, and that thing will settle down there.
It's easy enough just to crack the ice with something.
No, this is called the Billy Zane, where I wait till the end, and then I hop on board the old drink there.
Morocco almost scored just then.
Well, don't care. They didn't score, so it doesn't matter. All right,
I think Thierry Henry's the best player ever. By the way.
Not a lot of people would agree with you.
Good shout.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Actually, quite a few. You don't even know who that is, A.
New York Red Bull.
No
great.
One does. No
yeah,
one does.
I don't think anybody knows him as a New York Red Bull great.
No, yeah, exactly. Nobody really does.
He's one of the leading scorer on one of the best teams ever assembled in world football history.
I would not say he's the best ever.
Yeah, me neither. Nobody would. It would be Messi at this point.
So. No, quite a few people would say that Thierry Henry is the best.
It sure wouldn't.
We're in a different game now. It's like, is Patrick Mahomes that much better of a quarterback than Joe Montana? The answer is no. He plays in a different era, right?
I would take Patrick Mahomes over Joe Montana.
That's fucking stupid.
Why?
I don't know. Is Joe Montana move.
Because Joe Montana is the most accurate passing quarterback ever.
Yeah, but do we get Joe Montana in Skechers?
Yeah, exactly, dude. Is he wearing shape-ups? Like, yeah. I'm not doing it.
We're not talking about swollen elbow fucking can't run anymore, Joe Montana. We're talking about prime. And I would take Steve Young over Mahomes, too, probably.
Now, Steve Young could move. His problem was he never got out of the way.
Yeah, he got concussed quite a bit.
There was a hit that I thought might have killed him.
In 96, maybe. Yeah, it was after they won the Super Bowl.
And I was like, oh, that guy just died. We watched him die on the field.
It was, it was right before Jeff Garcia took over for him, actually, I think. We still see him on TV. That's the one that really surprises me. After all the fucking damage his brain took, he's still more or less articulate and shit.
Yeah, so, but I think he married Miss Utah, I believe, or Miss America, or went to prom. Bob, you're going to have to fact check that for me, and that's going to keep him alive. You know what I'm saying? So good for Steve. Yeah, he's still able to do shit. He's on NFL Network doing stuff. Speaking of...
He married, maybe this is his second wife, but he married Barbara Graham, a former model.
Okay.
In 2000.
Ah.
They got married at a Mormon temple in Hawaii.
Yeah, they did. He's a Mormon.
He's a direct descendant of Brigham Young.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like saying I'm a direct descendant of like St. Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brigham Young, by the way.
It's a good flex.
I think it was in, I don't know if it was in the Pearl of Great Price. I don't remember where he said it, but it was, he said that you can't enter the celestial kingdom without multiple spirit wives.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah,
I believe in all that.
Mormonism was just like, a sex cult that got whitewashed.
Nothing wrong with it, right? You gotta start off with a little bit of religion to get into the sex.
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, it depends on the religion.
Heaven's Gate, dude.
That was not, they all committed suicide.
That's, yeah, no. But you got to get people to believe in something before you can kill
them. That was Heaven's Gate also castrated themselves.
Yes, they did, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not.
And that takes some fucking brass, dude, to castrate yourself. Because typically most hands would release the knife.
I'm not sure they did it to themselves. I think maybe they just collected.
Oh, they didn't? Because that's more yeah. fucking brutal if they did.
Or they brought in a veterinarian or something.
Through Hail Bop, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a veterinarian would be good, just kind of like with one of those knives they give you in biology in like 10th grade.
Or you could just wrap, what is it, rubber bands around, and they'll that's what they do to goats and shit. They'll eventually fall off.
Until they fall off. How long until a set of nuts fall off a goat if you put rubber bands around them? No way. No fucking way. That's not true.
I'm guessing 3 minutes.
It's got to cut through the skin, dude.
Ross, what's your guess?
I'll say like 4 days.
It's got to be weeks.
Yeah, it's got to be longer than
within
that.
Within 2 months.
Oh, 2 months? Yeah. That's a long time.
I mean, it's a long time to have uncomfortable balls.
Yeah.
For 2 months?
Yeah.
When, like, the goat's not sleeping?
No.
Now, you can buy these rubber bands on Amazon. These are Sharplex castration and tail docking latex bands. For lambs and calves, you get a 100-count package for $7.49.
That's cheap, dude. Deal, dude. I can cut 100 dicks off for fucking $8.
Yeah.
This is the start of a horror movie.
Giorgio, how much do we have to give you to put a couple of these around your beanbag?
No amount of money.
You sure?
Not the whole time, just the feel.
You're going to do it for free then.
All right. I mean, look, part of you would get off on it like the first
couple times. All right, Ross, here we go.
Times, I will. Sex. Do you have it? Are we on Patreon? We can show this, right? Are you sure?
Yeah, we can. It's animal dicks.
It's a
dicks.
Fucking animal dick.
Ross, me and
Show those animal balls, Bob, to the third over. The third over there. Because that's the one you showed from Amazon. Yeah, the white ones. Yeah, there you go. Pop those up there.
Yeah, me and you, we both put them on the same time.
Sure.
Last one to hold on wins.
Okay.
Wins what?
Prize.
What type of prize would you want? I know what I want now.
What do you want?
I want a hibachi grill. They're selling these grills now that are just hibachi grills.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. You put it outside, you hook up a little gas range to it, and it's just a huge flat top.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, they have them at apartment complexes now.
Yeah, I want one.
Castration contest for a free hibachi grill.
Yeah, I want that.
Here's my nice thing. This is what this makes me think of. So you can now sell your image, likeness, voice permanently, right, for a fee.
Yeah.
A lot of the stars are doing it. Tom Cruise did it, a couple other people. Can you sell prima nocta rights? Can you buy somebody's prima nocta rights? Like any girl you date or marry, I get to fuck her first. Even if it's like a one night stand, if you're getting ready to fuck that girl, you got to call me first and be like, hey, this is kind of hard to explain, but I've got this deal where my buddy's got to show up and fuck you
first.
It's
called The Ride of the First Night, and George R. R. Martin had written into a lot of his novels.
Yeah, no, I understand that it's a thing. What I'm saying is, can we legalize it?
Yeah, we can do that. I think if you do Prima OnlyFans, you know, like primafans.com, where everybody signs up and then they get to fuck your wife before you marry her.
I think that's compersion.
That would go for
though.
A pretty nice price, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you would, technically it would complicate your life because you would have to figure out, or you would have to find women who would comply with this first.
Mm-hmm.
But that does help you a little bit because one of the hard parts about meeting people and dating and shit is finding somebody that has the same interest as you.
Sure.
And that really narrows it down.
Yeah, it does.
Because there aren't a whole lot of women out there who are just going to be like sucking some strange dong to get to your fucking stink dong.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's just not how it works. Dongs are easy to come by.
They sure are.
So, you know, if you set the price too high.
Because literally any girl could walk into any bar and find one dude who would fuck her that night.
Not any girl.
Yes. Any girl.
No.
100%.
I think that
100%.
Any 5 and above would get laid no problem.
No. You drop that down to a 4.
Or I would say 2 or 3. Some disgusting piece of shit at a bar that will go home with anything.
It depends on the bar. Like if the bar is filled with hillbillies or Marines, you're probably right. But if it's like an uptown New York bar, you're not.
No.
Or I'm sorry, downtown.
End of the night, dude.
Where your mind goes?
Yeah. End of the night, dude. You're going, and New York doesn't have any 4s. Let's be honest. You can't do that there. You can't even be a 3.
You're saying that, but let's say Manhattan.
Yeah,
if you're 4.
They don't exist.
But we could take some there and try this out. If you're if you're a horrible, beastly woman,
yeah,
and you want to be part of our scientific experiment, we will lodge you in New York for a weekend, and we'll go out and try to get you laid at premier bars.
But look, as a single guy, there's a point where you stop caring. And like Giorgio, there's a point where Giorgio stopped caring.
It's got to be.
What did I stop caring?
You have to be under 30, though, I think, as the guy.
Giorgio, we've got a story that we've never shared on air together. You know what I'm saying?
I think the guy.
Together, based on some of the other conversations we've had here.
Yeah, it's getting kind of gay.
No, he's in the Jessica Tandy range for one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's not that big a deal.
Yeah. Are you dying, by the way? The audience is asking.
No, I just have. There's some goop, some lung butter in my lungs. I feel great today.
You see, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel really good.
You sound terrible.
I've also got a roast in my crock pot at home.
Okay.
And that's all I can fucking think. I don't even know why I do this to myself. It's all I can think about.
How long has the roast been in there?
Since 9:30 this morning.
Okay. And that's just for you tonight?
It's for me for the next several days. Yeah.
Nice.
You're edging yourself with food all day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be horrible.
Let's get back to this point, though. I think the dude has to be under 30. Because once you're in Delco, I've noticed the change in him over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Once you crest 30 years old as a man, your tolerance for bullshit to get laid goes way the fuck down. Way down.
Yeah,
it does. It's like, I would rather go home and fucking jerk off and then take a shit and then jerk off again. Then I would have to put up with some girl talking about horoscopes just to get her to suck my dick. You can't make me come like I can make me come in the first place, bitch.
But if it was a fat girl at a party who just said, look, I'm not, there's no strings here. I just want to get boned. I want you to bone me and then I'll just leave your apartment. Like, you're going to do it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Any girl can go out and do that, whereas the guy doesn't have that option.
Yeah, but that's not reality because even... if that was all that stuff you said was true, she's still back at your place. Mm-hmm. And now this fucking fat mongoloid knows where you live. I can't deal with that shit.
Well, you can't, but everybody else can. And
maybe if it was at a neutral location somewhere, like the dumpster behind a Wendy's.
Right.
Truck stop. That.
I mean,
no,
Bob.
Not truck stops. Trucks, that's a territorial thing. They fucking work hard. They deserve that. I'm not going to encroach on this.
You can never use that dumpster again, though.
And that's Bob, true. How many fat pigs have you seen leaving the fraternity house the next day? Like, it's endless.
Why are you asking him? I was in the goddamn army.
It's endless. That's what I'm saying. It's endless.
So when a fat pig
military leaves, and fraternities combines, that answers your question.
Fraternities, look, maybe correct me if I'm wrong. In a fraternity, the fat pig does the walk of shame and leaves. Army barracks, the fat pig goes over to the next barracks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Limited supply.
Maybe it's a subtle distinction, but
sure.
Military guy that joins the fraternity after his time in the military.
Oh my God. Oh, bro.
That's all it should be.
Yeah.
That's how you revive the Greek system in America is you just take fucking like 24-year-old dudes who were sergeants in the 82nd Airborne and now out of the Army.
Yep.
Those alcoholic pieces of shit that are all armed to the teeth and put them in charge of everything.
We had one. We had a guy who was 28 years old and
we had
pledged.
A few, yeah.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was 28 and it was like, holy shit, man. I mean, we had to let him in. I'm not going to say why, but...
It's like he always had a dad around.
And
somebody to buy booze.
But he would always want to fucking hang, right? So it was just like, hey, dude.
Yeah, because he was in the frat.
I know, but we couldn't take him out anywhere. It was like, it looks like my fucking uncle. So there is a great example of this going on right now on the internet, actually.
It's like Draws from fucking PCU. Jeremy Piven, remember that movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah,
dude,
yeah,
you going to
yeah.
graduate anytime exactly. soon? Get the fuck out of here.
So there's a perfect example of this, and this is a great segue into a photo that is gone viral of a 12-year-old kid.
It's not even just a photo now. His uncle made a video of them.
Correct.
Yesterday.
And
holy
I saw the
shit.
Video last night after the picture went viral. Bob, pull that up.
Yeah, find that video.
Put in 12-year-old football player and it'll come up immediately.
Because the video is like, I can't believe all these people are talking. This boy is 12. How old are you, boy? He's like, I'm 12. He goes, see, he's 12. Like, oh, man. Well, that nails it.
No. Nope.
You did it.
There's all right. Put the picture up
first.
Yeah,
here's the video.
Hang on. We'll put the picture up first.
It's a side-by-side.
Okay, great. So there's the picture. So the picture went viral first. No one believed this was a 12-year-old. Looking at him, it looks like he's got maybe a half a sleeve of tats there as well.
So that was common in Pop Warner football in the South.
What, sleeve tattoos? No.
Kinda. At 12?
No, man. Yeah,
it really did intimidate us. Like when we would go to Florida to some of the rough areas to play as the North Carolina team.
They had
tattoos. I played on the hottest team in North
there's
Carolina.
There's no way this
he
is
he has a receding hairline and a fucking mustache.
Yes.
And they're
he
saying he's 12 years old. Now,
this is what happens when you never touch a single plastic water bottle. You're your whole life.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But so here's what happened. This photo that you see on the left went viral. And then they eventually, the uncle had to make a video to prove that this kid was really 12. I'm still not convinced. You can play the video, Bob.
I mean, this is Danny Amante.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean, I would expect this at 13, 14, maybe, like in an extreme situation, but not 12.
Yeah, so play the video there.
God damn it.
France scored again. That's fine. We won this thing. It's 2-0, 80 minutes in. Go ahead.
Ready to follow me? Yes, sir. Hey, man. I don't know. Yeah, I record. How old you is? Boy, this boy 12. Boy, look here. Only time I hear the word 12 is when we running from them. But right now, boy, I talk to 2 12 years old. Boy, look here. If they don't go to the NFL, it's already
following. Oh, yeah, he goes, if you don't go to if you don't go to the NFL, it's racist. It's like, man, I don't think you're watching the NFL.
He had a full stash.
Yeah.
And he had a chain.
Sure did.
I'm 12.
He's 12 years old. And so people did further digging into this. And
can I say something real quick? If a teacher had sex with him and I was a juror, I would have quit.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what do you want?
How old is 12, really?
Yeah.
That's a Dave Chappelle joke.
I mean,
technically, it looks like it's 18.
Yeah.
So there was some other parents who were at this game in which he won that trophy, and they played the video. It looked like Derrick Henry out trucking, because at that point you're in sixth grade.
Yeah,
it looked like Derrick Henry just running over children, and some parents were like, I wouldn't let my sons play against this
I wouldn't
kid.
Blame them. By the way, when you're talking about kids, you need to be I guess ambiguous, right? So you could say, this is an old joke from a comedian I can't remember, but he said, I think actually it was Dimitri Martin that said this. It's like, you can say, if somebody's like, hey, do you like kids? Be like, yeah, I love kids. And that's a completely appropriate, even endearing thing to say. But if somebody asks you, do you love kids? And you say, yeah, I love 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Now it's a problem.
Yeah, sure.
Especially if you look like that.
Exactly.
With that fucking mustache.
It's really coming in, though.
It's like you're almost caught up to the predator at this point.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to coach soccer next year.
Not with that thing.
I'll have to get rid of this by then. No? Like, it's already getting dicey. So I drop my kids off to school every day. At the preschool, it's getting real dicey right now, where they're just like, hey, dude, are you gonna shoot at the place?
Just go full Ted Lasso.
What's the story here?
Start wearing a cowboy hat, nobody will care.
Yeah,
that's a real thing.
I guess so.
Or I guess dress like a cop, but not so much village people, more modern.
Sure. But anyways, it's for our Christmas show on Friday night. 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll be doing a live Christmas special here from the studio. Everybody will be here. It'll be a call-in show. We're doing a Patreon-a-thon on YouTube to suck in that audience from YouTube and try to boost the numbers before the break for the Booth Boys back there. So join us.
We're not going at 6?
Friday nights. No, it's 7, I believe, right?
I thought it was 6.
Is it?
But it doesn't... The only issue is that people are coming in here to do construction Saturday morning.
No, that's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Well, he has to take all the shit down.
We got to take everything down.
Yeah.
Well, are they ripping out the whole fucking thing? Because they're not going to do the electrical anymore. So all the shit need to go down?
All of this has to get cleared out.
Oh, got it.
Put it back together.
Okay.
We'll figure it out later. We're on a live goddamn broadcast.
Ah,
I think we're talking through. Yeah.
What we need family. This is family, dude. This is family. This is fucking Vin Diesel in here. Right? This is Fast
and Furious.
This is
what you get on Patreon. You get the inner workings.
Sure is, dude. You get all the shit, dude.
Behind the scenes.
But I just want to know what's on the show. Is
you
tell
showed
the,
backside of your balls and your asshole on YouTube one day. So
yeah, you did. You did. We got flying.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I like to live dangerously.
My eyes have not forgotten about it.
I know. That still haunts my fucking
dreams. Who wore better, me or Hope Solo?
Hope Solo. She's got a podcast, by the way. And people keep hitting me up and asking if we're going to have her on as a guest. I would love to. The only problem is, I doubt with the charges she's currently facing, we could get her to talk about her asshole.
Yeah. And it's online. I don't know why, but she named the show The Dark Side.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, of fame?
No, it's like,
no.
She's talking about her asshole.
I hope so.
Oh,
I hope so.
The Dark Side with Hope Solo. It's like a Han Solo play from Star Wars.
Sure. Yeah. It's not that dark, though. It's a beautiful little pinker.
Guys, you know what? I'd be willing to like kind of forgive and forget it all.
Forgive and forget what?
Forgive and forget what, yeah. Are you trying, forgiving you?
You're trying to leverage people's crimes into you getting to touch her butthole
somehow?
Yeah,
that's not gonna, no.
Well, you're not
no.
the governor, fuckface. You can't commute yeah. sentences.
That's not, you're not living in North Carolina. We were down there at once. Surprised that she's still there. Yeah, but she's still facing charges from that, obviously. So apparently you can't blackout drunk and be in a car with your kids in a Walmart parking lot.
You know, sometimes it happens.
It does. It does. By the way, yesterday we were talking about crypto and everybody who's going down from that, and these celebrities getting sued. Today is a new one. So last summer, right? We did the stonks. The summer of stonks, dude, and drove AMC to the roof. Now, we always told people, hey, we are not financial advisors. You mm-hmm. should definitely not take our advice on any of this.
February, right?
Yeah. We got out of that, I think, in May, maybe.
It wasn't very long, yeah.
Yeah, because I know we went to Mayweather fights. We blew all the money on the fights. So what was that? June, July, whenever it was? It was fun, but it was for laughs, and we didn't really give a shit. Now, it turns out the SEC does give a shit about a lot of this, and they have charged 8 social media and YouTube influencers, is what they're calling them here. I've never liked that term. But they've charged them with a pump and dump scheme that occurred since at least January 2020. The SEC charged Perry Matlock, known as PJ Matlock, Edward Constantin, known as Mr. Zach Morris. Oh, I know that fucking guy.
I don't know any of these people.
I know Mr. Zach Morris. Shit. The co-founders of Atlas Trading, a stock trading forum hosted on Discord. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to do shit like that on Discord?
You can do whatever you want.
Really?
You can have chat room and audio chat for what? I mean, it's, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
The only thing you can't do is send child porn to your bros that you found on the internet and thought was legal.
Well, yeah. You can do it. You're just going to go to jail, get kicked off the Florida football team.
Right.
You're going to get arrested for that. Who else was in here? The other defendants include Thomas Cooperman, known as Tommy Coops.
Ultra Calls.
Gary Deal, known as Mystic Mac. Oh, I fucking know that guy, too.
He's Notorious Alerts on Twitter.
He runs a YouTube channel called Goblin Gang. Pull that up. And I just want to see how many followers these guys have. Because it's kind of genius if you have that many people.
Are you going Goblin
YouTube.
Mode, Ross?
On Goblin Gang?
Are you going Goblin Mode?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Just checking.
Not yet. Now, if France loses his 2-0 lead. My life be like. Man, Bob. No.
Oh, they covered. Yeah. Oh, what's that? What was that band's name?
Baja? Baja Man?
No, My Life Be Like. Ooh.
No idea.
He's got.
Sound like Christian band that had one hit.
This is Tommy Cooperman.
Okay.
Grits.
Right? He's got 7,000 subscribers.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is that Goblin Gang?
How many? No, but they have. Cooperman has over 100,000 on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. So these guys
just kind of combining it all their shit.
All these guys have Twitter accounts specifically over 100,000. So Dip Deity is one, Hugh Henny is one, Oh Hey Tommy, Laid Back, LadeBackK,
yeah,
Notorious Alerts, Ultra_Calls, PJ_Matlock, and Mr. Zach Morris.
So I know half of these guys actually.
I've never heard of any of these people.
I have during last summer. What's that?
I was just confirming with Dan that I have not heard.
Oh, yeah, I have. Last summer, a lot of these guys were, if you just put like the $ and then like AMC, which we were doing for a lot of our posts and shit, they would retweet it or post it or whatever. And yeah, I know about half of these guys on here. I wonder what stocks they were pumping and dumping, though, beyond like, you know, AMC and what was the other one? GameStop.
There was a bunch of small, it was the same thing as like shit coins, right? Like there was a bunch of smaller stocks where people would scream about how that was like overshorted and stuff too. I'm trying to remember some of them. Like BlackBerry was another big one.
Oh Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, yeah. There were a bunch of smaller ones.
Yeah, I remember those guys. It went on for a while. So yeah, I mean, look, these
still going on probably.
Yeah, probably the charges Wednesday follow recent actions from the SEC against, celebrities. Obviously Kim Kardashian was the first one to go down, when she agreed to settle the charges from the SEC.
I feel like this is kind of silly, to be honest. So the guys they've been charged with security fraud for this reason. They have big followings and they told all their people to buy them and then didn't tell them that once the stock price went up, they personally planned to sell their stock.
We did. We actually did. We went on. I said, look, I put a stop hold on this, and here's I'm out at 40.
Sure, but what the fuck? That's what you do with it. That's how stocks work.
Yeah.
That's like you made yourself a glass of water, and then you drank it. I'm suing you.
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
I mean, I don't
this
either.
This is the SEC trying to fucking distract you from regular life, I think, because this doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I understand that these guys are all fucking dum-dums, but all this is just dummies fucking taking advantage of other dummies, maybe, but in the most obvious fucking way ever. How is that a crime?
Well, SEC chair is saying that this case is a reminder that when celebrities / influencers endorse investment ops, including crypto asset securities, it doesn't mean those investment products are right for all investors.
Sure, yeah, and that's the investor's responsibility to not be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, if they could show that these guys said to hold the stock while they were planning to sell it, that would be securities fraud. But if they're just saying that they didn't tell the audience or tell them soon enough that they were planning on selling their stock when it hit highs, that's obvious that that's what they were going to do.
Oh, they've got a recording here from Discord. I'm going to read you one of the lines here from Mr. Knight, who said, "We're robbing fucking idiots of their money." So, yeah. It goes on to say in the same conversation, Mr. Cooperman said, like what he does is alerts it. And then like 5 minutes later, this is all direct quotes, by the way, all his little minions start like retweeting it and like saying added with him. So it helps build the hype back up. It happens every single time. Yeah, that's what I assumed was going on with all of this
that's
shit.
That's exactly. And if you're dumb enough to think that some fucking retard on Twitter or YouTube has your best financial interest at heart and you just trust them implicitly, I don't necessarily think the other person should get penalized for that.
No.
You should lose everything if you're that fucking stupid.
Right. And it's like, at what point do you not put a stop quote in there for any of this shit just in case it all does go south?
Don't play the game if you don't know the fucking rules,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't really have that big of an issue with this. I know there is something legally where you have to say, what is it, Delco? I'm not a
licensed broker or some shit like that. Yeah.
Or I'm not a financial advisor or something like that.
No, but just a hard money lender.
To be fucking honest with you here, most of these fucking dummies you see in a strip mall, you know, repping a big company, don't really know fucking dick about the market anyways. No. So what's the difference?
This is a dumb tax. This is no different than a fucking state lottery. It's the same goddamn thing.
Man. I mean,
it's fucking stupid. You're encouraging somebody to gamble on something you're gambling on, and they play by the exact same rules as you do. You think somebody tells you, let's say I'm a social media influencer A, and I say, hey, I'm buying XYZ stock because right now it's at 15 and I think it's going to go to 40. So in my brain, I'm like, if this guy is somebody that has done this before, has a proven track record, or I analyze and agree, I buy it and I put a stop on 40.
Yeah.
As soon as it hits that, I sell.
Yeah.
Right? These are the same rules for everybody.
Yeah. I don't really get it.
What the fuck, man?
I don't really get it. I guess, you know, they're going to put a stop to it, but it seems to me like they're probably worried, the SEC is worried about the companies themselves, not necessarily investors. All of this seems rigged towards companies and bigger investors and all that other shit. Even with what happened the other day, what was that fucking thing where the market went up, but there was a 90-second gap there where everybody raced in before it went through the roof and those inflation numbers came out. That's what it was. And the market went up, you know, 585 points or whatever it was that day. And they were like, who got the info for that 90 seconds that jammed all their money in and fucking went through the moon?
It wasn't you.
No. And they're not going to investigate that. They don't give a shit.
I don't invest in stocks and crypto and shit like that.
At all?
No.
Okay.
It's all fiat nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, think about what's happening with the U.S. dollar right now and inflation. You know what a million shares of dick is? It's fucking zero.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard currency. That's what you got to do, right? You got to go back to fucking Delco. No, buy fucking shit, stuff, equity in things.
Yeah.
Like stock in a company that might not exist tomorrow. That's not equity. Equity in a company that you own personally.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Or land or something like that, or rental properties or something. This is, we're living in times that are extremely tenuous when it comes to economies and currency. And unless you're a trained professional in the market, I don't recommend getting involved in that shit.
Yeah, and I mean, shit, they're even coming after Tom Brady today. So that, you know, they're wondering with him pushing this FTX shit, is he going to get sued now? And the answer is, I don't really know. I mean, look, there are people out there that could sue you for whatever they wanted, right?
I've got lawsuits pending against everybody in this room right now.
Sure, but with that,
as you should.
With that, like. If Tom Brady goes on TV and is paid by a corporation to promote something and then they don't like it, whatever it is, be it stocks or FTX or a product, like it's got your shape ups.
What if it's Nike?
Perfect example.
What if it's fucking Nike? What if Michael Jordan, who owns like a decent share of Nike still, what if he gets sued now because I don't like Nike or Nike stock tanks? Maybe he goes to the fucking investor meeting, or I'm sorry, the shareholder meeting for Nike, and he says, hey, it's going to be a great year, blah, blah, blah. Stay with Nike, blah, blah, blah. This is the responsibility of major shareholders, by the way, to do that at shareholder meetings.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, Nike stock tanks for whatever reason, and now he's, what, legally responsible for saying stuff that isn't true, but only because he didn't predict the fucking future? That's fucking dumb, man.
Yeah, honestly, I mean,
how much do you think that Tom Brady really knows about crypto or Steph Curry? Like, fuck off, man.
He doesn't know anything. But I think his, some of these lawsuits start to come out. They're really tricky, man. I mean, look, if you're buying off, you know, a bunch of influencers to put, like the Bored Ape Yacht Club that we talked about the other day. If you're paying them to do the same thing at the same time, how is that any different than advertising for soda?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think it's just, you don't see them doing this for regular stocks for the most part. This one case against eight fucking marginal influencers who were clearly, they probably got their hands on this back end conversation and that's why they're pressing this. But just for celebrity influencers, this is just an end around for them to establish some kind of authority so they can regulate crypto. That's all it is. That's all they're trying to do here is make it a security so they can fucking regulate it.
But going back to the Skechers shape up thing, I remember when that lawsuit happened. So that was like a normal person who claimed that they weren't losing weight and not getting in shape from these shoes. And Skechers had said scientifically that these were proven to help shape your body and the movement and all that other shit. And they had the patent on this. Well, she won because, yes, there was nothing in the shape ups that actually was scientifically proven to get you more in shape just by wearing tennis shoes and walking around throughout the day. So they lost that, but none of the celebrities who were advertising it in commercials got sued. But now this is what seems like is happening with all this other shit. So
can I sue the federal government or Anthony Fauci or can I sue any of the people who said I just contracted COVID. Thankfully I'm vaccinated and boosted. Right? Because they're lying to people by suggesting that that protects them in some way from transmission or infection or even the severity of the disease if you're a younger person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I sue them for that? Like, where does this fucking shit end?
I wonder if there's not already lawsuits against that.
No, because to sue the federal government, you have to have its permission. Right?
I don't know, actually.
Yes, a federal judge has to give you permission to sue the federal government. You can't just file a lawsuit against them.
But could you file suit against Dr. Fauci?
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to find out pretty soon how that's going to start. Bob, if you want to pull up Twitter and look at Elon Musk's page here for a moment. The other day, he said, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci.
Yeah.
Now, if you could blow this up a little bit on the screen, the next statement he makes, if you scroll down a little bit there, is in response to all the traction it got. It's got 1.2 million likes, that statement.
Yeah.
Truth resonates. And if you scroll down a little bit farther, you see an interesting question from some friends of ours. Let me guess, you found messages between Twitter execs and our government, Fauci and team, pushing for censorship of anyone who didn't go along with the narrative on COVID. And then he put a gold fucking trophy under that.
Yep.
So this is the next Twitter release we're going to see. Maybe not the next one, but it's going to happen here pretty soon, where it appears from what I've heard from some of these journalists that we deal with, that Twitter now has proof that the federal government, the NIH specifically, mm-hmm. was telling Twitter in meetings to censor people who are sharing medical misinformation. That is against the law, right? That's a violation of the First Amendment.
So, is it though? Because it's a private platform.
The NIH is not a private platform. So let me break this down for you real quick. Let's say you're a security guard at a mall and I'm a cop. I'm back at the precinct and something happens, whatever it is. You catch somebody trying to shoplift. And you call me, you call 911, like, hey, we got a shoplifter here, need to come arrest him. Okay, cool. Hey, before I get there and arrest him, why don't you search him? That's illegal. I've now conveyed upon you government authority, right? So you're operating under my authority, which means I and you have both violated this person's Fourth Amendment rights now.
But that's the Fourth Amendment.
Correct, and it applies to all amendments.
But for freedom of speech on a private platform.
It's not a private platform. First of all, it was a publicly traded company. So that's the first part. The second part is they're being asked or told by a government official to apply that censorship. That is a violation of the First Amendment.
So why can't celebrities sue from Facebook who've been banned and they Twitter can and all this other stuff? But even that's in limbo now, right, Bob? If you can look that up, I think. There was a appeals court that said you couldn't.
It's not the same thing for Yoel Roth and team or for Zuck and team to say we're not going to allow this on our platform because we disagree with it politically. That's unethical, but not technically illegal, except for in Texas it's illegal. For a government official to tell you to do that and then you carry out their orders or their wishes, now you violated the First Amendment.
The Texas social media censorship law, a federal court lifted the block. So, I mean, this is eventually going to go before the Supreme Court.
Oh, well, okay.
And it's not going to end well for people that are in favor of censorship, right?
Sure.
At least not with the current composition of the Supreme Court.
Because I was surprised after Zuckerberg went on Rogan and said the FBI came to him and told him to kill that New York Post article.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit pending on that right now.
There is. Already. Okay, so is it from the New York Post against Facebook?
So what's happening behind the scenes right now, there are multiple major lawsuits being filed, and I think judges and attorneys are trying to figure out how to handle it, like whether to bundle them together or whether to try them separately in different federal courts across the country, right? So they get more eyeballs on them and then consolidate somewhere up chain or upstream, rather. I don't know yet.
Because the other part of this is with Elon Musk releasing all of this shit, and let's say COVID is indeed next, right? Isn't he exposing his own company then to lawsuits? Because he is now the owner of it. It doesn't really matter who was in it in the past unless you were to sue them directly, sue the individuals directly. Mm. But there was teams of people. So you'd have to go through and systematically pick out or try to decipher who was on that team that had all this shit blocked.
I mean, this would be something new. I don't know if a public company taken private has ever been sued for its public actions before. Taken by just a small group of people, especially, right? This is different. So when it's a publicly traded company, the SEC is involved. And what I think would be the most likely course of action is that Gaddy and Agrawal and Roth and a couple of these other cunts, Jim Baker, are probably going to face federal crimes at the SEC level first. And then the civil stuff may come later.
Okay. Yeah, it's harder to unpack all this shit because... Fuck, man. There's so many people involved in this, and it's getting next to zero news coverage, by the way. I mean, outside of Fox. Fox News is covering this shit every night, but nobody else is. I haven't seen CNN or CNBC or shit. I haven't even seen, like, NBC cover any of this shit for the Twitter files that are being released now.
Sure. And so here's the problem. There's multiple problems here. There's no way the mainstream media didn't know it was happening. They definitely knew it was happening and refused to report on it. As a matter of fact, they called everybody conspiracy theorists for it. But there's no way people at NBC and CNN and so on and so forth, CBS, did not know that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security were meeting weekly with Twitter and probably with Google and probably with Facebook to tell them what to censor and what not to. There's no fucking way they did not know that.
Right.
It's impossible.
I agree. That.
So here's the problem. The real problem, the downstream problem. These media companies now know that if they start engaging in this stuff, they're going to open themselves up to review as well, right? If you start getting involved in the press now at this point, then, you know, maybe somewhere 3 to 5 years down the line, the investigators are like, cool, what was the media's role in this as well? Not just social media, tech, and politics. What was the actual media's role? Did you guys know? Were you part of this? Because if the FBI tells some reporter, I'm sorry, if the FBI tells CNN not to allow a certain piece of information out on their network because of X, Y, or Z, they've also violated people's constitutional rights, right?
Sure.
So now you've got a big problem, a sprawl of problems. And I think right now the media on the left is trying desperately to stay the fuck out of it.
Kids, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. It's not too late. I know what you're thinking. Ross, is it too late for Christmas? It's not too late. You can still get that bundle package for 40% off. Have it shipped straight to your house for Christmas for your wife or your gay husband. I don't care. I'm not going to fucking judge you, dude. That adjustable base, dude, once you have it, you won't go back. I've had it for 3+ years now. It's got a super sleek remote control with it, which is a Moz, USB ports, flashlights, the whole shebang, damn it. Go up, down, and TV mode, book mode, and it vibrates from head to toe if you like that. They've also got a split king option, where if your partner goes to sleep before you, you can go up or down, and that comes with two remotes. You're welcome. And you get that mattress. Now, if you already have the adjustable base out there, and you're like, Ross, I just need the mattress. God damn it, I just need a new mattress. Right now, they're offering you a mattress and two free luxury pillows, which are always amazing there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. I love the pillows as much as I love the goddamn mattress. I love the sheets, too. I've got the sheets in every room, too. They've got the cover, which is next to me right here. And they've also got the weighted blanket, which will help you sleep for like 14 hours. Oh, it's nice. A lot of people love the weighted blankets. Daddy's got too much to do. I don't have it. Can't sleep that long. Now, when you check out, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program at the bottom of the page. All you got to do is check that box, and all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. And you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got dietsmoke.com. Love these guys, goddammit. Diet Smoke delivers a perfect medium high. I use one of these every single night. So it's 10 milligrams THC, and it's night-night time for daddy. They've never fucking deviated, man. They've never changed. I've had gummies for years, dude. And these guys, whatever, I don't know what the jar is, the plastic jar that they use or whatever. It doesn't melt into one. No single fucking edible has been stronger than the other one. All of them are perfect. They're 10 milligrams. I'm a lightweight, so I only use 10 of these when it comes to THC. But it's great for going to sleep, man. So when you need that perfect medium high, we recommend Diet Smoke for their Delta 8 THC gummies. What is Delta 8? Delta 8 is simply just a little less potent than THC. Not by much. Wink. It's the same weed you know and love, just a little less long, and it's a sweet backdoor around most of these local legislations. Let's face it, it's THC, okay? And if you're wondering if Diet Smoke gummies really get you high, the answer is hell yes. Diet Smoke gummies aren't light, they're just right. So why get high with Diet Smoke? Well, the THC is 100% legal. Even in states where cannabis is not, you can still order it to your house, including Texas. I get these fuckers shipped to my house all the time. I usually get them in jars of three because they offer a huge discount here of Drinking Bros, which is going to get you 20% off there. And that's a big boy savings. So basically, they're about $1 a piece. Last time I ordered them was last month. I got three jars. They're 30 a piece. I take one a night. And that's 90 gummies. It came out to $90 with a discount. I think I got out of there at $72. It's fucking great, dude. They're delicious. They taste amazing. And there's a lot of products out there that taste like dog shit. These guys are fucking great. They're American made, infused with 10 milligrams of THC derived from American grown hemp. It's all natural. We may call ourselves the drinking bros, but we moonlight as the stoner bros too. Woo! So if you're like us and you're too old for gravity bong rips, wink, that's Giorgio speed these days, not me. Enjoy the smooth balance high of Diet Smoke. Right now, Diet Smoke is offering our listeners an incredible discount. When you go to dietsmoke.com and use the promo code drinking bros, you'll get 20% off of all of their Delta THC gummies. Go to dietsmoke.com, promo code drinking bros, to get 20% off. That's dietsmoke.com, promo code drinking bros for 20% off their Diet Smoke THC gummies. Next up, we got lucy.co. Lots of adults choose to use nicotine, but there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Not everyone uses nicotine, but if you do, you want to listen up. Get ready. This is Lucy Breakers. Lucy Breakers are the only nicotine pouch that gives you a blast of flavor from the first moment to the last. Each pouch contains a capsule that you break open to release a rush of flavor that doesn't fade away like those other pouches. You know, the ones that rhyme with thin. They come in so many flavors: mint, berry, citrus, mango, even espresso. And you don't have to go to the gas station or corner store to get them. Just order them online and they'll be shipped straight to your door. Every order gets free shipping. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll save 15% off and never run out. Everybody that's over the studio uses these goddamn things all the time and they love them. I quit smoking years ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago. And if you're out there and you're saying to yourself, all right, how do I try to quit? This is a good option. Yes, they have nicotine in these things, but it'll kind of wean you off of them. Or you just don't want to smell like a fucking pack of cigarettes walking into every goddamn room or restaurant you go into. These are great. So whether you use nicotine while working, creating, or playing, Lucy Breakers are the intelligent choice. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get $10 off your first order when you use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. And shipping is always free. That's lucy.co, promo code Drinking Bros, to receive $10 off and free shipping. Visit lucy.co for more details. And we thank Lucy for sponsoring the podcast. Now, here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. This product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Well, look, we've been banned, shadow banned, all that other shit, right, across most of these platforms. I mean, if you look at our Facebook page, it's fucking dead for the podcast right now. You're lucky to get 100 likes on a page that's got 78,000 followers. A lot of Black Rifle stuff ended up like that as well. So did Matt's. My Facebook page, the fan page, got deleted altogether. Now, we had a listener who reached out. It actually worked at Meta, and it took the old URL in. Did I tell you the story? So he took the old URL in, and he goes, hey, can I have that? And I go, yeah, it's still there. I gave it to him, and he took it up the chain at Meta, and they were like, no, this account has never existed. And I was like, he goes, hey, man. Is there any chance of this? And I was like, no. I was like, we ran ads off of it, and I can give you the receipts for the ads. So he goes, great, send those to me. So I sent them to him. He doesn't hear anything for about 4 to 6 weeks. And if he's out there, I'd give him a shout out, but he probably doesn't want to be named. But he went through Danny, our social media girl, and gave me all the info, and I was corresponding with him through that. Now, what they did was they came back 6 weeks later, and they said, no, this is off of your personal page. There was never a fan page or whatever. And I said, no, I have two separate pages. Like one's for personal and friends and all that other shit. And what they did was they combined them. And so they used the same URL, combined it with my personal account, and then nobody ever heard anything ever again. I still don't have all the followers or subscribers or any of that shit back. And it's bizarre. But the reason I bring this up is there's a lot of people like me and like us, especially that we've had on this show over the years. If this all got out, that there was these blocks in the accounts, like, what was it, a week ago? And that last Twitter files dump, then there's hundreds of thousands of people that could sue all of these social media companies then at this point. Mm-hmm. So what would happen then, I guess? Or would they just crater?
I mean, they would, you know, file for bankruptcy if the lawsuits actually went through, but they would continue operating.
Would, is there a chance that, let's say, the Supreme Court then would make them public utilities?
They don't have that authority.
Okay.
Congress could technically, but that would be dicey. I don't know if you could actually do that. You could protect them in the same way, like the Press Act is one thing that people have been talking about recently to do some of that stuff, at least from the journalism standpoint. But the Section 230 stuff is kind of weird. I don't know how to unpack all this. I'm not sure if we're prepared as a society to deal with this stuff. Like, you need, think about all the censorship and trust and safety shit that was going on at Twitter. But they were just, it was open season on children, right? The whole time. They mm-hmm. didn't do a goddamn thing about that. Sometimes you need powerful people in positions of authority that can just say, you know what? Fuck all this noise. We're going to stop kids from getting raped.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not a matter of the courts or any of that stuff, or even Congress. It's just, so like, as much as I dislike Elon Musk for a lot of reasons, like his, all the Chinese cum on his face, you know what I mean? For example,
right.
The fact that he's interjected himself into the situation will probably make things quite a bit better.
Okay.
Right. It's at least going to give people like all the Yoel Roths that are at every other company at mm-hmm. YouTube and Google, or Google generally, their search team, and then YouTube and Amazon and fucking Meta, Facebook and Instagram are going to think twice now about openly skirting fucking ethical rules for operating a system like this. Because look at him. He's on the run now, basically.
I wonder if they will. And I say this because of the stuff that I've seen out of these Twitter files so far has been shocking. Nobody's picking it up. No one is picking it up, and it's not a conversation. And then you have people like Elton John who come out and say, well, I'm leaving Twitter because of misinformation. Misinformation of what? He's leaking emails. So what's the misinformation that's being put out there?
Elton John's upset because people keep predicting the Mets are going to win the NL East. And it's just horrible misinformation.
Yeah, a big Braves fan.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Goodbye,
but just think about the scope of this stuff. So
no, I am. And that's the issue with it is, all right, so let's say you expose all this stuff and it keeps happening the way it's happening, right? Let's say every Thursday and Friday, because this is the way it's been going for the last, 2 to 3 weeks here mm-hmm. with him. You keep going through all this stuff, but nobody's willing to report it, do anything about it in government or anything else.
Well, that's not true. I mean, it's making its way to the courts now. And once Twitter releases their internal information about COVID specifically, now it's going to be a problem. So already,
I hope.
Look, anything can happen, but right now there are already lawsuits and FOIA requests being filed for all interaction between the FBI, DHS, and Twitter. That's already happening, and Twitter is going to abide by that as soon as they get the FOIA request. They have to, legally speaking, right?
Okay.
the question will be if it'll sprawl to the other platforms. So Twitter is like, Twitter might be 50 million people. In the U.S. at least, right?
One-sixth? One-sixth of our population, yeah. Essentially?
Yeah. Facebook and Instagram combined in the U.S. is 407 million people.
Okay.
So almost every human being is represented. I think it's 250 million people on Facebook and 160 on Instagram, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And forget about just Google, generally speaking. It's quite higher. But 250 million just on YouTube in the U.S. as well.
All right.
So the vast majority of people in the country, they're all five times bigger than fucking Twitter.
So oh, yeah.
Think about what's happening at Twitter and then multiply that by five and then multiply that by two.
Yeah.
Really, if you're talking about these two other major organizations, that's how big the sprawl is on all this stuff.
Yeah, because I oddly enough, I had this conversation maybe an hour and a half ago. There was another, I'm not going to say who it was, but there's another huge podcast media company that is also in Austin. And I was talking with their CEO kind of about trends, things that were going on. We had a mutual friend and I asked him, I said, look, you guys have a shit ton of success on YouTube, but they follow a very strict format. Where they don't swear and some other shit and blah, 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 right? And that I get. I understand it, right? But they also don't do podcasts on there for that exact reason. They do other content on there, and they have massive followings on YouTube because of that. And I said, well, everybody's kind of trying to figure out where this is going to shake out and land. And so we were going over what is happening to us on YouTube, and he goes, what's happening to you guys? Because these are, at the end of the day, just conversations that we're having. You know, except for Giorgio accidentally showing his balls and asshole on screen that day. Or the occasional...
Hey, that episode's still fully monetized.
Sure is. Sure is. And they didn't catch it, I guess. Or Bob showing the occasional tit here and there in the background. Whatever. We are clearly shadow banned. And when I had that conversation, there's, I think, 12 different blocks on that YouTube channel and all that shit. And so... his suggestion was, he goes, well, have you thought about shorts? And I was like, yeah, we do like 3 shorts a day. We put those up. And they were like, well, YouTube's going to make a big push into shorts. And I was like, I don't think so, because they already hate the channel. Now, conversely, he goes, where are you having success? And I go, TikTok. Mm. But TikTok is fucking China, just exactly like you said, right? Mm-hmm. We have, I don't know if you look over there, but we have 2 clips this week that have gone over 1 million views. Now, we just started TikTok. We have a social media girl, Danny, that I was talking about earlier, who runs that account, and she posts the clips for us. And it's more or less to promote the shows that are on our network. So if you bring them up, they're pretty controversial. The one that's at 1.2 million is Jared talking about Elon Musk, actually, and this whole thing. The other one is you talking about dark money, maybe. I forget what the label on it was, but it was recently as well. And the conversation I had with him is, does China just not give a fuck and they don't have any of this shit in place? And is that what it is?
China has different, they have different things they're concerned about. So you can't talk about sexual stuff on TikTok. You can't show overt, okay. like you're not going to see people twerking and fucking have their titties out on TikTok anymore. It used to kind of be like that. You're not going to see that stuff. But...
but the things we're talking about here, and they're pinned to the top, Bob, at the top of the page. They're the...
on mobile, maybe.
Oh, on mobile they are, yes.
Yeah, not on... desktop's not.
Okay, great. Gotcha. Either way, they're if you go to our TikTok, at Drink of Rose Podcast on TikTok, they're pinned to the top left up there when you scroll through the app. The 2 topics that have crossed 1 million in the last week, 1 million views, were pretty controversial shit that, like, that would never fly on YouTube.
Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, they have different rules over there. I don't believe any of those numbers on TikTok. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a moot point soon because Congress is getting ready to ban it. We'll talk about that on fake news tomorrow.
Oh, you think they are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that conversation happened as well. And
TikTok, I think before summer of next year, TikTok will be illegal in the United States on app stores and stuff like that.
No shit. Yeah. Just simply because of China?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is demonstrably Chinese spyware. And we've already we've had a problem for 20 years now with China. They hack us probably 3,000 or 4,000 times a month, mm-hmm. every single month, stealing state stuff. Sometimes they stole everybody's SF-86s from the fucking VA department a couple years back, I think, in 2013. But mostly it's intellectual property from private companies. They're stealing. Like the reason you could have an idea right now and say it out loud and your phone picks it up and it'll be... somebody will be manufacturing that idea in China tomorrow. Not even kidding.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of how it works. So they've got to do something about it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I just wonder where all of this shit is heading with all of social media, because I see more and more frustration out of people on Facebook that they're in Facebook jail, or now they're putting these warnings up on people's pages where we're going to knock you down. I mean, it will tell you we're going to knock you down in the algorithm for 30 days. Mm. What were you going to say, Giorgio?
It'll go where the engagement is. That's the only place it goes. It goes where the wind blows it. Wherever they will get the most engagement, people will hoard and gobble it up and keep pushing algorithms to force more of it. As long as we can keep your attention and keep you there and keep you interacting with it, don't give a fuck what it is.
And you're probably right at that point. So with that being said, yes, government would have to step in and either shut this shit down or do a full investigation on all these companies. Mm. And, you know, you take a company like Google, where they own so much, or Meta now, Facebook, they own so much that, like, God, there's millions and millions of accounts you could go through to see where these little blocks were or what they took down and why. I think for softcore history, didn't they take down something you guys posted about like
they said they did, but then they didn't.
Did you guys appeal?
They didn't even have to do it. I got a notification saying it had violated it and it had been taken down, but then we looked and it wasn't taken down.
And then what was that regarding exactly? Was it Hitler?
Yeah, it was a meme with Hitler.
A meme with Hitler, okay.
Yeah.
Now, was it...
was it any good?
Pro-Hitler?
Yeah, was it... Yeah.
I mean, I hashtagged it like cool guy and stuff like, but that's just for the engagement. Like Giorgio says, like, where the wind blows. That's a popular hashtag. Yeah. Think Hitler's cool?
And like Kanye said, he did a lot of good things.
That's true.
He invented Instagram.
Yeah, he invented Instagram. So we wouldn't be here without him.
And shoes. I had never worn shoes.
Ever.
Until, I still don't.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the meme.
You can pop it up. Is this on, what is it, Softcore History on your plug Instagram it. Page?
Yeah, got it. I mean, Rob just doesn't think fast enough to plug stuff.
All right, here we go. So you just are at Softcore History on Instagram? Uh-huh. Okay. That way for the audio listeners. All right. So it says Hitler in hell finding out his biggest living supporters are a black man, a gay man, and a scrawny incel. I like this. And
they, I mean,
pulled,
to be
they,
honest,
they pulled that. That's pretty. That's not real aggressive, in my opinion.
To be honest, Hitler was kind of a scrawny incel.
But
the rest is.
Yeah. They don't ever tell you what the issue is, right?
You could have said a scrawny Mexican.
I imagine it just got dinged immediately for Hitler.
Right. But again, I got the warning, or not the warning, I got the notification saying it had been taken down, and then I went to look, and it wasn't down.
Good meta is good, and like they reviewed it, and they left it up, you know?
And I mean, the AI art program I use, Midjourney, you can't even type in Hitler. It blocks it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully they block that Lenza app altogether. Because that's China, right?
Probably, yeah.
I'm just tired of seeing it, too. I don't want to... I hate all my friends, and like I had to post. Like I hate all you guys and every single one of these you've shown me. Please, please stop doing this.
Well, luckily,
follow my AI art account if you want.
Nope.
Different program, though.
I didn't have to do it because someone in Maine...
I know, somebody... Because I had voiced my hatred. I think it was on Ross Patrick Revolution. I'd voiced my hatred for it. And then they just made endless ones of them. And it was like the medieval times one and all that shit. And it's just like,
that's funny,
man. I don't know. It was funny as shit, but like, I just don't understand sitting at home. And why was there so many medieval times pictures for people? Everybody just really wanted to live like they were in a Ren fair. Like, what was it? Exactly?
Yeah. People want to do that. People want to do that so much. They still have Ren fairs. They have one in Texas that goes on for like a month,
but that's, at least human interaction where you're dressing up and maybe you get to fuck,
which
like
is half the fun of the it. The maiden, other half is looking like a it. Hot mid-century wench on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to. You just go get out, go out into the world and go try to fuck the maiden, dude.
Put
like,
that tail
do
in.
It. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Like the Ren fair shit I get, like go, you have a turkey leg, try to fuck a wench, get face paints, you know, have somebody make you a sword. Do the whole shit, but get out of your fucking house and do it. Man, we're fucked as a society.
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely fucked.
Well, sort of, right? I mean, you know, the institutions that ultimately protect all of society, they don't ever really fail. They just get reduced in size. You know what I mean? Because there's not collective will or collective input on them. So, like, the idea of being good to your neighbor and protecting people and masculinity and shit like that, it doesn't go away. It just, the people, less people participate in the institution, so the institution shrinks and takes care of a smaller area and everybody else is fucked. But I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, right? And that's kind of how you should think about it. Your your reason and your empathy and your strength, those are all your primary exports as a human being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know... When you get into these arguments, it's not enough just to win the argument. You've got to win the person, too, at some point. And if you don't, you got to identify them and just push them out of the way, right?
Sure.
We don't have time for that shit. But you need to win as many people as possible because this is a fucking war.
It is. And, like, what I find interesting about it is I've had more people, like executives and business people, reach out trying to figure out what you're doing and why, for example, including this call this morning. That's all that it was. It was just a friendly conversation of what do you think the future is? How do we work around the restrictions that are currently in place? And do you have answers on X, Y, or Z, right? Even with the Forbes thing yesterday, like, you know, everybody was asking about the seltzer and why that's important to adapting and everything else. And it's like, well, look, man, in case ads are fucking gone, obviously, we want something we love already and that we drink too much of every single day. And it'd be great to just have that in the future and all that stuff. But nobody's really looking at it like that, because for the most part, I would say, I don't know, 99.9% of people don't do that much shit that's controversial throughout their days, right?
Yeah, people don't really... People are fucking ordinary.
Right.
That's what it means, by the way. When you say ordinary or normal, it doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It just means it's the thing that happens the most.
Yeah, because I don't think it's bad at all. I mean, with us, if you want to you know, switch it and put the shoe on my foot, we could get banned at any moment, and then that's it, right? So all of this shit is gone, but... Hopefully we don't, obviously, but that's the risk you take doing something like this versus, you know, working in a corporate job or whatever. But it is interesting that there is more and more people I find on a weekly basis reaching out saying, hey, man, do you mind if we share some info that you guys have and some info that you might want and everything else? And I find that fascinating.
I bet a lot of center left people are really nervous right now because Republicans are slower than we thought, but slowly coming back into power. And they're going to have their hands in all these things. They're going to have regulatory capabilities over some of these tech companies and the power to fucking drive things. And I bet the far left doesn't care because they're eternally oppressed in their own minds, right?
Yeah.
But the people who really stand to lose something because of it, the people who are center left, are probably pretty nervous right now.
Well, it's interesting you say that because there is a lot of people that are reaching out from the center left, but mostly because... they're pissed off at how far the left has taken all of this shit, in particular, freedom of speech and comedy and all that other stuff. And they're like, man, we can't enjoy anything in life anymore because no matter what you see or watch or do, they will pick it apart and be like, no, fuck you for this and this and this and this and this. And it's just like, God damn, man, it's a soccer game or whatever it is, right? Whatever you're trying to get into. And they're trying to figure out why... this, you know, center right, essentially, not far right, but like center right, still feels so much freedom and able to do things and say things and not worry about getting either, you know, shoved to the ground by fucking peers or banned from social media or whatever the fuck it is. And it's just like, man, at a certain point, you got to stop worrying about the risk in all of it and actually just do it. But yeah, it's a wild fucking time right now, and I feel like I'm going crazier every single day because I read this shit. I read all the fucking shit for Twitter and all that other stuff, and I'm like, man, how is everybody else not picking up on the same fucking story that we're reading? Like, it just seems absurd to me.
Yeah, well, it's probably going to get some measure more concerning and crazy tomorrow because Trump's got some announcement to make. He says
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was like
he said America needs a superhero.
Yeah.
Did he really?
I'll play you the video.
We're on Patreon. It gives a shit.
America
needs a superhero. Which one? Did he pick one out?
It's
kind of troublingly looked like Homelander.
It's going to be Black Adam.
Oh boy, can't be.
He's not going to
get a sequel.
He's going to announce The Rock is his running mate in 24.
That'd be great.
By the way,
they would win.
Did you watch Black Adam?
No, my son did.
I thought it was pretty good.
He did not like it.
It's
he likes everything.
It was a little hard to follow in some spots, but I thought it was decent. I like the character Black Adam. The writing of the script and how it went along was kind of weird.
Yeah, so my parents took him and they said the same thing. They were like, man, it was kind of thrown together script wise.
Yeah, it could have been a really good movie though. The character was good. Anyways, play this video.
Yeah, play this video with Trump.
America needs a superhero.
Yes, 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 yes. All of this.
So the last time he did something like this and said he had a major announcement to make was when Obama was president. I think it was 2013. And he said, I've got a major announcement coming up about Barack Obama next week. And next week comes along. And he was like, I'll pay anybody $4 million who can prove he's not American.
Right.
That's
right.
Not really an announcement.
Right.
You know what I mean? He just wanted to gather people's attention for the stupid shit he was about to say. I wonder if this is the same. if it's some like, oh, we're about to conduct an investigation into voter fraud or some shit like that. Or if he's going to say, hey, I just noticed that DeSantis is beating me by fucking double digits in every fucking poll right now. Yep. And I'm going to retire and, you know, do something else.
Yeah, I think the polls I read yesterday, 66% of Republicans said that they would vote for DeSantis. Mm. I don't think he'll run. I think looking back at this now, from a couple weeks ago when he said, I'm going to fill out the paperwork for president. But he didn't say he was just flat out running for president. Mm. You know, so I think he was dipping a toe in to see what the reaction would be. The reaction has not been great. And it seems like people are ready to move on to DeSantis there.
I mean, honestly, from Trump's perspective, play the fucking Biden or the Obama model. Get another term through a surrogate who believes most of the same shit you do, but is a little bit more accepted widely. That's not necessarily the dumbest idea ever, is it? Like, Obama didn't get the stuff done during his term that he wanted to, aside from the Affordable Care Act, which he didn't get to double down on, which is what they really wanted to do, because there was so much fucking tumult against him. Mm-hmm. But Biden is, even after this weird election that happened, the results don't make a lot of sense. The fact that he is more or less senile, he still passed a lot of the legislation he wanted to, that they've wanted to for the last 15 years. So if Trump really cares about the country, right?
Yeah.
And he believes the idea is correct, it doesn't matter who accomplishes the idea. It's that it gets accomplished in the first place.
Yes.
I think so.
What would he do then?
Time will tell if his ego will allow for that. What he would do was be a mouthpiece, no strings for DeSantis or Tim Scott or whomever runs for president for the Republicans.
Yes, I agree.
When I say no strings, I mean, if he says something that goes too far and DeSantis or Scott, whoever it is, has to say, yeah, I don't agree with that bullshit. He's just got to eat it. He can't be like, well, fuck him then. You know what I mean? And I don't know if he's got the emotional maturity to do any of this stuff, but that would be the correct move to make for the country.
Yeah, I think so too, but we'll see. I mean, what's wrong with playing Kingmaker, right? And even if you're DeSantis, don't you lob in that call before you announce? Because he hasn't announced yet, obviously, and just be like, hey, dude, I'll pardon you for all this stupid shit that they're trying to go after you for here and nuke out all of this. We can do some fucking rallies shit where you're still popular and we can win this pretty easily.
By the way, the walls have been closing in on Trump for like 30 years now. Shut the fuck up.
If I see like, one more
his
article.
His company got sued and lost in criminal court on 17 different things. Like, do you really think he's involved in any of that?
Sure.
Or that it's going to affect his life in any way?
Nope.
Shut the fuck up, man.
No.
It's like you're mad at your boss. You work for fucking Softcore History LLC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're mad at your boss, so you just go pee on random Softcore History buildings around the country.
Sure.
Like, I fucking got him, man.
Yeah.
I got him. And Bob's at home fucking pounding off in his own face.
Who is your boss of the LLC over there? Have you guys elected one?
Well, the person that runs the LLC is, of course, the Big J.
Jake.
Yes.
Yeah,
is there a tontine involved? Because I know you're a role player in one.
Not yet, but that's more of a Grand X thing. Yeah, back in the day, we're still kind of, you know, a few have actually died, so we're making waves.
Sure.
That's not even a joke, actually. We've had several coworkers
people from
die.
Grand X die, yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right,
dude. Did you do it?
No. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I understand.
I can't have helped.
I understand. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if you can get charged with murder just for being annoying enough for people to die.
Speaking of which, that soccer journalist, the family has released a statement saying we no longer suspect foul play on that one.
An aortic aneurysm.
Yeah. Super strange. The timing's very odd, obviously, but, you know.
Similar situation to Leach, kind of, in that they had respiratory issues for a while, and then heart.
Yeah, this happens with people that have underlying heart conditions. They get pneumonia and their fucking heart craps out. It happens all the time.
Great. So I should be fine.
As a matter of fact, that's why Bam Margera was just in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For the same fucking reason.
I've been in there numerous times for that, so I'm going to die in a second, huh? Great.
Well, you could take care of your heart.
I eat pretty healthy.
I would say instead follow the wisdom of Tim McGraw and live like you're dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, no, just take a baby Tylenol every day.
I live like an Indian outlaw.
I think it's Bayer aspirin, isn't it?
Maybe.
No, yeah. Because, but I will say this. Because of that cortisol issue, I got to get labs every fucking 4 to 6 weeks. So yeah. They check every goddamn thing every 4 to 6 weeks. So at least it exists somewhere. But yeah, man.
No, but for real, you need to do 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
I'll do that for sure.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Live like you're dying.
Live like you're dying, man.
What is that? Is that part of the song?
Yeah.
I don't listen to that.
You're not a McGraw fan?
No.
Come on, man.
I like his deadbeat dad, but not him.
Have you ever been to a country concert?
No.
Really?
No, wouldn't do that.
I like him as the deadbeat dad in movies.
Has he played a deadbeat dad in a movie?
Fuck yeah, dude. Friday Night Lights?
Well, no,
remember,
I guess...
remember taping up Reagan's hands, dude?
Hard-ass dad.
Just, he taped him to the football.
Couldn't hold on to the ball.
Yeah, couldn't hold on to the ball right in front of
get
his dates.
Get you one of these.
Yeah, dude.
This is the TV show?
That's my movie. That's my best friend who said that, too, by the way.
I don't think I've seen that movie, actually.
It's so good.
Billy Bob Thornton's
God
the coach.
God damn it,
Lucas
dude.
What's his fuck?
Peter Berg directed it.
Is it just...
It's really good.
Is it just a shittier version of
no, the
Varsity
movie.
Blues? No, dude. The movie's a fucking hardcore drama.
Is it just Varsity Blues?
No. It's a drama.
And it's a hardcore drama. It's based on a true story.
And then the show is just more like adopting the name so people
it's more
watch.
Dramatized.
The show sucks, but the movie...
Fuck you.
The show's wonderful.
Fuck you, dude. Friday Night Lights was the shit.
Like, Coach Taylor's awesome.
Compared to the movie, it can't hold a candle. The movie's
not
really good,
a prayer, dude. Coach Taylor's still... Who gets more acting roles, Coach Taylor or Billy Bob Thornton right now?
Kyle Chandler.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Billy Bob Thornton is an Oscar winner.
Sure is, but Kyle Chandler could be. How many Emmys has that guy won? Bloodline, all that shit. Like,
plays a cop and everything.
He doesn't really... Good.
He lives here.
Has he been the lead in a major movie? He's mostly a supporting actor.
Yeah, tons.
No, I don't think so. I think he's mostly a supporting guy.
No, he was the lead in this Steven Spielberg movie.
Super 8?
Zero Dark Zero.
I'm sorry, that wasn't it, but he was not the lead in that.
Well, no, he was the dad. Super 8 was about the kids.
Yeah.
These are all terrible things. Yeah.
He was in a Godzilla movie, I think.
Let's look at some of the actual
movies. Are we questioning Kyle Chandler right now?
He's wonderful.
No, I think I'll take this to the mat today.
He's a great actor. He was in the first season of the Mayor of Easttown or whatever the fuck it's called with Jeremy Renner. He only exists, spoiler alert, it's a year old. He only lasted one episode. But
he's a TV actor.
No, he's not.
Yeah, but he's been in a bunch of good, like he was in, he played
TV actor.
His role in Kingstown, I'm sorry. He was really good in... Zero Dark Thirty. I remember that.
It's a TV movie.
Seeing Game Night.
Zero Dark Thirty was not a TV movie.
Oh, Slumberland is what I just watched the other night. With
but
my
I'm
kids.
Looking down his list. Manchester
That's
by
his new one?
Manchester by the Sea, but he obviously wasn't a fucking lead actor in that.
He's supporting in all these.
Yeah, Argo. He was a. That's right. He was in Argo.
Game Night. He was funny as shit in that.
It's not a question of whether or not he's a great actor, because I think he's an exceptional actor. Maybe it's just he's...
Oh, the Wolf of Wall Street. Dude, he's the fucking agent of Wolf of Wall Street,
the agent,
too.
Yeah. But maybe he's just so dialed in as a TV actor that he doesn't get street cred in films.
So many fucking Oscar movies. Zero Dark Thirty, Argo, Wolf of Wall Street.
What kind of movie would you expect to see him in as a lead actor? You know what I mean? Because if it was something that he's... Maybe as a cop or a dirty... Mm-hmm. Like a dirty cop, kind of like he
FBI
was.
FBI agent. Ooh, yeah.
Like maybe like a Private Eye.
Yeah something like that, maybe. Noir. But if it's... A football coach or something like that. You're always going to be a supporting actor.
He'll win an Oscar one day.
If
Kyle
he gets,
Chandler.
You got to put him in the right role though.
Yeah.
No.
Bloodline was
no,
fucking.
Nobody.
Tits,
I don't think
man.
Anybody dislikes first season. Or questions his ability to act. He's a really good actor.
They probably could have cut Bloodline after one season. Could have been like a mini series.
No. The only thing they fucked up with Bloodline was the season finale. But that happens a lot.
And the title.
I also don't like that the scumbag brother's name is Danny.
Why? Because that's your name?
Yeah.
Well, that's you.
There's a lot of scumbags.
When I saw that, I thought of you.
There's quite a few scumbag Danny. Yeah, dude,
that's my future.
Yeah, you'll be in the fucking Keys, dude, shining up old dirty boats, you know, trying to get a score, gambling it on something. It'll be a Jacksonville Jaguars Chargers game on a Thursday
See,
night.
See, this is his problem right here. The film that he's doing right now that gets released next year is called Back in Action. And the other people, it's a Seth Gordon movie.
Seth Gordon's great.
Yeah, and Brendan O'Brien, who's also pretty good.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, Glenn Close. He's not winning shit. You know what I mean? He's also not the lead. I don't care if he was on screen for 2.5 hours and those three people showed up at the end, they would still be considered the lead of that film. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets washed out. But he's a great...
He has 7 wins and 33 nominations total. He's won a primetime Emmy.
Yeah, he's probably won 3 or 4 Emmys, to be honest.
Fucking He's great.
Also,
he's,
if I'm going to be Danny from Bloodline, it's probably going to be in the movie Mississippi Grind, where it's him and Ryan Reynolds just grinding it out at a casino in Mississippi.
Do you like that movie?
It was all right.
You know what movie I want to see? Do you know who Bumpy Johnson is?
Yes.
Do you remember American Gangster?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Frank Lucas?
Yep.
It's all made up.
Denzel Washington.
Like, none of that shit really happened. He wasn't... He says he was fucking Bumpy Johnson's driver for 15 years, but Bumpy Johnson was in prison for 12 of those years.
Right.
In Alcatraz, by the way. Where
Frank Lucas' story always, yeah, it's always all bullshit. Felt fake to me.
Some of Bumpy... Well, so they... Forrest Whitaker did a Hulu miniseries. I think it's like six episodes.
Yes.
About Bumpy Johnson a couple years ago.
It's still going on right now.
I don't know if it got renewed or not.
What's the name of it?
I watched...
My buddy Mikey is in a mob movie or a mob TV show right now. I haven't watched it.
Let's see. Hold on.
Sorry, Mikey.
In television. Godfather of Harlem was the name of that show.
Yes. He's in that. So yeah. He's in this season. Shit.
Okay.
So I'll tell you who my buddy's playing.
But the real... To me, the real story... Like, Bumpy Johnson's an interesting story because he intersected with Malcolm X. They grew up together. And a lot of shit like that, knowing each other. And Vincent Gigante, who was the head of the I don't remember which crime family.
Damn, this is a good-ass cast in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good series. I've only watched the first season. I didn't know there was a second, but...
There is, yeah.
The really interesting part happened like 30 years before this season. Stephanie St. Clair was a fucking black Caribbean woman who came to America and was the crime boss in fucking Brooklyn, right?
Uh-huh.
In that whole area in Harlem. And in the modern world that we live in today, right? How has this story not been made? How is whatever her name is that wins, the black woman that wins all the Oscars, how is she not starring as this woman in a fucking HBO series right
Viola Davis?
Viola Davis, yeah. She's a great actress. Why is she not starring as this? I can't believe this has never been made. The last time anybody tried to make a movie out of it, I think, was in 1997. How is that possible?
So season two just started, and my buddy Mikey is playing Joe Colombo in this this series opposite Forrest Whitaker. I didn't even know until he posted on Instagram. Full circle moment here, going back to social media. Fuck, maybe.
But I can't. This is the woman you need to know, Stephanie St. Clair. Somebody needs to make a lot, like, what was that one that Buscemi was in about
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, about
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, Naruto. Oh, yeah.
Boardwalk Empire, yeah.
That was a great show.
By the way,
HBO, we didn't even talk about that.
About Nucky Johnson, who was another.
Yeah.
Nucky Thompson.
Thompson, yeah.
By the way, a fun fact about that. Nucky Thompson in real life looked nothing like Steve Buscemi. He looked a lot like, James Gandolfini, but they cast Buscemi because they were like, if we just cast another fat Italian,
yeah,
it's going to be Sopranos.
His real name, real name is Nucky Johnson. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At any rate, yeah, this seems like a story that needs to get told. If they make like a five, because she was in power in Harlem for a long time, and it was a super interesting story because she was, there was some violent stuff, some prostitution, ran mostly gambling. That was her thing, running a numbers game. But she was in, she fought the Italian mafia by herself with Bumpy Johnson and a couple other people. As a matter of fact, Bumpy Johnson, she's the one that got Dutch Schultz clipped eventually, who, that was a big moment before the five families came together. She also was like what would be a 1930s press tour about police corruption while being the queen pen of fucking Harlem. Mm. You know what I mean? It's a crazy interesting story. I can't believe nobody's ever given a shot.
It's a bad
bitch. What made you think of mob families today?
I don't remember.
I saw an article yesterday. I was just scrolling through all this shit last night. Have you guys done Bugsy Siegel on softcore yet?
Mm. Just do Murder Inc. in general. Do the whole thing. That's probably like a 10-part series,
dude. So his house is for sale in Los Angeles right now, and the listing just went up last night. Bob, pull it up. The Bugsy Siegel house in LA. It's gone up for sale like only four times. I'm surprised they didn't knock this down. If you don't remember, he was murdered in this house.
Mm.
And I guess that's the lore of it, but it just went for sale yesterday. I think it's $17 million. How much is it going for?
$17 million. Here's Bugsy's abode.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Pretty sweet.
And the living room, if you go in, so, okay, that picture right there, Dan, like it still looks like mob shit, like, which is rad. It's just kind of modernized a little bit. But he got shot and killed in the fucking family room.
Yeah, by a sniper.
Was that what it was? So yeah. Anyways, Bob, so when I saw this, I went down a dark hole and I just typed in, Bob, if you go to Google right now, Google Bugsy Siegel crime scene, they have a fucking close-up picture of his fucking face, dude.
Well, shouldn't have been standing
so,
there.
So since we're chatting about it, I want your opinion on this. There's a hole through the front of his face right underneath his eye, on his left eye. In the article, they said he got shot in the back of the head. I thought it had to have been a sniper because who the fuck could shoot like that through a window?
Yeah, I mean, a window on the end of your shot is probably better than a window on the beginning of your shot.
There you go. Right? So he's in the chair there, Bob. That's the one that I saw with him in the chair.
Well, I've got a couple for you. I mean, okay, I've got cool. The close-up.
Yes, so here's the close-up. So the hole is right underneath his left eye there.
Which you can see here better in the morgue.
It's a good spot.
Oh, shit. All right.
Can you zoom in on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have no shame kind of posting bad guys.
No, they don't give a fuck, right? So
getting fucked.
Is that, just asking you, because you know, was that from the front or was that from behind and then the bullet exited through the front of his face?
I would have to see the rear, but yeah, that, I mean, it's not as, it was a 30 caliber round, which is kind of bigger than... I don't know. I mean, it's possible that if it was slowed down enough, it could tear at the... You see how it's uneven and torn like that?
Uh-huh.
Usually that's an indication of an exit wound because more material like brain matter and bone are getting pushed out of it. Like an entry wound is going to look like a dot most of the time. So yeah, he probably got shot in the back of the head.
So shooting through... This is what I want to ask you. I mean, since we're on it. Shooting through glass like that, that has to be a professional. No fucking... typical gangster could just walk up to a window and have a shot that clean through a fucking family room.
I don't know. I mean, so speaking of Bumpy Johnson, him and his whole crew, he was from New York, but his whole crew, all those guys came from North Carolina. Those dudes knew how to shoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. I don't know enough about, well, we don't know who the fuck shot him.
Right. No, that mystery is still unsolved to this day. Yes,
it was probably correct. The police, to be honest. Although you would think back then if it was the police, they would have taken credit for it because they would just roll up and murder gangsters. All like Dillinger, you've seen the movie. That's pretty much how it went down. They just walked up on him in public and blew his fucking brains out of his head.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I
believe this is the room.
Oh, that's the room right there? Beautiful.
It's dope. Oh, here's another picture.
Hang Could on, you sorry. Live in a house that somebody was fucking brutally executed in? With kids.
It depends on who 100%. The person that got brutally executed.
Not like
Giorgio.
Not,
I didn't even need, like it was rhetorical for you.
Not if it happened yesterday, maybe. You know what I mean? Like if you're the next person to move in.
But well, I think it was 70 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
I would do it, and I would hire like on the same day every year. I would hire somebody to dress up like the guy and haunt my children.
Sure.
Like, oh no, it's the ghost of Bugsy coming back. You better fucking say your Hanukkah prayers or whatever Jews do. I don't know. If I was Jewish, I would do it.
Sure.
I can't see the entry wound. I mean, I can't imagine that the forensics were all that great back then. There's a bunch of pictures, though.
Tons, dude. Like, I was high and went down a fucking rabbit hole last night. Looked at all this shit late. It was super late last night.
Yeah, you don't usually see jagged edges on entry wounds. For a high caliber round like that, you know what I mean? You understand why, right? Like it's pointed on the end.
Yes, that's correct. View. Correct, yeah.
This right here.
Yeah, it's a dope place, man.
No, it's beautiful. And it's one of those places in LA that's, I know exactly where this is, and it's amazing. But there was a brutal murder that took place there that was very famous.
So. And you know what? It could be worse. People, there was just revealed the other day that Mussolini's old Italian villa is haunted by Mussolini.
What do you think he's doing?
Oof. If he was jacking off,
Are you really afraid of Mussolini?
Mussolini was a total coward. So.
Yeah, he sucked.
But I mean, like, you want that guy running around? Seems annoying. That seems like an
idea. I mean, you just have to dominate him.
Just, you know, alpha him. Yeah.
Like he, you know, Lucky Luciano is another guy that would be. I mean, he's to do a fucking softcore on because he got offered deportation or you could stay in the country if you use your contacts to kill Mussolini during the war, right? So it was like, that was a pretty good deal. He chose deportation, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But
wrong move.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Weird show today, but yeah. I liked it. I liked it. That's what happens when you get money on a game in the background on mybookie.com.
Cash it.
Well, France won. They're probably
2-0.
They're probably going to be the favorite to win.
I don't think so.
No,
I think,
right? It's going to be Argentina. There's too much good juju there.
Yeah, but that's not
that money on France.
Vegas doesn't fucking operate on good juju. I hope that would be really
smart. I hope France is favored. I'm going Argentina.
Well, before the tournament, Argentina was, I think, 4-1. France was 6-1. So Argentina was favored.
Argentina lost their first match, but it doesn't.
Is it Saturday? Matter. Is the final Saturday?
Sunday, I think.
Ooh. Yeah.
So hold on. Argentina threw their first match
against Saudi Arabia for MBS and the kingdom.
Yeah.
They,
for who, under whom Lionel Messi is employed.
Lionel Messi
is employed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, not yet.
I guarantee they dropped the bag to Argentina.
He's still at PSG, technically.
He what?
Messi's still at PSG, technically, but Ronaldo's considering going to Saudi Arabia.
But owned by Qatar Sports Investments.
Messi, I think, is already working for Saudi Arabia in so much as he's an ambassador for them to get a bid for a World Cup like 10, 15 years from now or something like that.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
I can't just like fucking Gaylords getting thrown off rooftops, buddy.
Yeah.
And this just to hear people try to explain how that became a thing. Jesus Christ.
Now's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. Go to drinkingbros.com. There is a submission form. It's super brief. And then the emails come directly to us and we read it live on air. And you can nominate anyone. I don't know if people got nervous, but there's a bunch of like one-liners here, so we'll do three of them today because they all came in boom, 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 right in a row. But while you're there, go to drinkabros.com, the store itself. Peruse the entire catalog. We got flannels. We got the hats. I just took off the flannel because it warmed up in here a little bit. We've had odd weather in Texas. Dan's got the new Drinking Bros t-shirt on right there, and then the Defund Politicians hats. We got all the gear on from drinkingbros.com. That's where the submission form is. That's where our store is. And feel free to buy our merch because it goes directly to us. First one up here is Hunter Wooden from New Jersey. He's been a member of Drinking Bros since 2015, and he's nominating Pete Wooden from Bill Springs, and that's great. No reason given, and that's fine. Jesse Belcher from Rhode Island, a member of Drinking Bros for 5 years, is nominating Jennifer Durfee. And he says, reason for nomination. Hola, you beautiful bastards. I met Jen through DB Singles. Let's go.
There we go.
There you go. Chris Rivas from New York, member of Drinking Bros since day one. I'm a day one homie. He's nominating Rich Jennings the second. Reason for the nomination. He's a badass, dedicated father, and knowledgeable property manager who regularly makes shit happen. Cheers. Sean from California, member of Drinking Bros since 2015 when we started, is nominating Chongo. I would like to nominate my best friend Chongo for Drinking Bro of the Week.
So he's what, best friends with a fucking gorilla?
I'm not sure.
That's not a person's name. Says, I don't want to hear this
hang
shit.
Hang on. He says, Chongo and I have known each other since birth, but we were pretty much inseparable since middle school.
Yeah, because Chongo, the gorilla, kidnapped him from his mother at birth.
Oh boy, if this guy ends up dying, I'm gonna feel bad about it. When he was a newborn, he had to get an operation removing extra skin from his head. What? But that did not stop him from living up to his full potential. We got close when life seemed to be always hard for him, but no matter how many times he got beat down, he was ready to come back for more. Even when I would get drunk and put us in some ugly places, he wouldn't go soft on me, nor would he stick it out and talk some sense into me when I sobered up. Chongo is Jable's biggest fan. Oh, that's my wife. Well, maybe not the biggest fan, he says, but definitely an above average fan of theirs.
Chongo, according to Wiktionary.com or .org, is a Mexican dessert made with milk, sugar, and cinnamon. The milk is scalded, and rennet is added to start a formation of curds, like when making whatever, cheese curds, I guess.
Okay.
weird. Chongo is slang for old horse in the Caribbean. So maybe it's that. I need to know the etymology of this fucking nickname.
Well, I'll go through the rest of it. From having great times hunting beaver to shitty spots we didn't think we could push through.
Now, you think they were hunting for the pelts?
I don't think so.
So he's talking about pussy then.
Yeah, I think so. Says, thank you, Chongo. Without you, I wouldn't be the man I am today. And if I can give a shout out to two friends that seem to be always hanging around us, Itchy and Scratchy. That's.
Do you have any friends with names, or are you referring to the venereal diseases you guys got together?
He says Chongo recently cut ties with them, so physically they are not together anymore, but we know they will always be there for us.
This is all very cryptic, isn't it?
Don't know what it is, but I like it, and I'm reading it aloud. The last one is Mikey Weisberg from Florida, member of Drinking Bros since 2016, and he's nominating Juan Navarez. Reason for the nomination, Juan was an amazing paramedic instructor, and he's a longtime listener of Drinking Bros. Wanted to say thank you for going the extra mile for his students. There we go. Cheers. Cheers to all you guys. Thanks for listening. If you're in the Austin area, pop on by and see a live show. If you can't be here, then just go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick fucking review. All right? That's the least you could do. God damn it. And go to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can move on with your life over there, and you're good. It's all the advertisers give a shit about. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.